Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of December 2017. Supreme Court has fixed a timeline for the center and states to make public places accessible to the differently abled, particularly the blind, and passed a slew of directions to bring them into the mainstream of society. Supreme Court has held that a lawyer on behalf of the operational creditor can issue a demand notice of an unpaid operational debt. The court also held that the provision contained in Clause C of subsection 3 of section 9 of the IBC is mandatory for initiating insolvency proceedings. Supreme Court has allowed Jay Prakash Associates Limited to deposit 125 crore rupees by the 25th of January, granting an extension against an earlier deadline of December end. Supreme Court has held that an international brand should establish that it had enjoyed goodwill and reputation within Indian jurisdiction to sustain an action for trademark infringement. Supreme Court has set up a committee to examine the credentials of patients at a medical college, their medical history, ailment, treatment and need for hospitalization, after it came to the court's notice that the college had presented fake doctors and patients during an inspection by the MCI court. Orient Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a 15-year-old girl from Liberia seeking asylum for fear of facing circumcision if sent back to her homeland, saying the practice amounts to an act of persecution. Kerala High Court has upheld a Thiruvananthapuram school's decision to suspend two class 12 students, a boy and a girl, on charges of public display of affection by hugging during a school festival. Bombay High Court has issued an interim order directing the Mumbai University to ensure that students appearing for undergraduate and postgraduate examinations are provided with supplements or extra answer sheets if they require it to complete their answers. Madras High Court has asked the central and Tamil Nadu governments to explore the possibility of providing gadgets to women to prevent sexual violence against them. Bombay High Court has held that when dispute is of civil nature, giving the proceedings a criminal colour is abuse of the process of law. Maharashtra Sales Tax Tribunal has ruled that no sales tax can be levied on drugs, medicines, stents and other goods used in the course of medical treatment in the hospital, as the same does not amount to sale. GST Council has decided to implement the e-way bill mechanism throughout the country by the 1st of June after reviewing the readiness of IT network. Under the e-way bill system, goods worth more than 50,000 rupees have to be pre-registered online before they can be moved from one state to another.